I think it is a real joy, blessing, privilege, and an honor to be able to be here another Monday afternoon. We are thankful for God's love and His infinite wisdom, His understanding. I appreciate His compassion, His tender love toward me, and as I said many times, helping me when I really didn't understand what it was that I needed to do as far as relief from my sins and myself and problems that I was encountering. But I'm glad God understood me, and He knew me, all about me, and before I was even born, of course, He knew me. Nothing takes God by surprise. He already knows about everything that has happened or ever will happen. He's God, and beside Him there's none other. And that's hard for us to understand because we're so puny and insignificant so far as mortal beings. At our very best, we're all depraved and wretched, shaped in iniquity and born in sin. And there's not a righteous man, not a just man, but all the face of the earth. That's the reason that we had to have a perfect sacrifice, and we couldn't provide that within ourselves. We're found guilty before God as sinners. Want to just be honest with himself and about himself, have no problem realizing that you come short of God's glory and that we're sinners. We're sinners by birth. I was said, shaped in iniquity and born in sin. And, beloved, I knew I had a sin problem, but I didn't know what to do about it. But I knew Jesus was the Son of God. I knew that from a little boy. My mother still implanted that in me when I was very little. And it never left me. Never had any doubt about who Jesus was. He is, I knew he was, and he is the Son of God, that he died for my sins, and that God raised him from the dead. Never had any problem in believing that. You see, that didn't save me until I had a personal experience in grace. I come to know him, not just in my mind, but in my heart. He got past my mind, got alive in my heart, transformed me, changed me, quickened me, and made me alive, and gave me the free gift of eternal life. What a wonderful Savior that he is. He's the Savior, the Bible said, of all men, but on the saying, especially to them that believe. That's when it becomes special to you, beloved, when you believe. We're not talking about believing one's mind and mouth. We're talking about a heartfelt no-so salvation. The Bible said, you know, you pass from death unto life. God gives you love for the brethren, the blessed book, and for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And I'm glad when I got saved, something happened on the inside of me. It changed the outside. All my actions and my deeds and my thoughts, and of course we still have bad thoughts, but we try to catch them down. But my, so far as thinking about pleasing myself and having a good time and just living for the weekend, all those things fell off of me, departed from me when I got saved. That's what it meant when it said, therefore, if any man or any person be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away. All things become new to you when you get saved. I'm talking about saved from sin. I'm talking about a real dose of old-time salvation. I'm talking about something to transform you, change you, beloved, and bring you out of the pig pen that you're in. And I was in the pig pen, not as far as some folk were, but I was down deep enough. And I was a sinner. And I realized I was wretched when I got to church and God dealt with me and gave me that place of repentance. And I asked God to have mercy upon me, a vile sinner. I confessed my sin to God. I trusted His shed blood. I accepted Him as my personal Savior. And beloved, I'm glad He saved me just like I was. My life has never, ever been the same since I got saved 40 wonderful years ago. What a blessing, what an honor, what a joy, what a privilege it is to know Him as one's personal Savior. I knew about Him before I got saved. I knew He was the Son of God, but I didn't know Him as my personal Savior. Now, that makes all the difference in heaven and in hell. Most people today, but let's be honest, they'll have to admit there's something special about that name. That's why so many people try to degrade the name and tear His name down and do everything they can to belittle His name. But, beloved, there's a fear in their soul. God, they got a God-given conscience, and when they speak out against that name, there is conviction and condemnation. That's because God has highly exalted Him. That is Jesus. Gave Him a name above every name, and there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we all must be saved. Outside the crucified one, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, beloved, there is no salvation, there is no redemption, there's no way in the world you're going to get to heaven outside of being born a second time. That's the Lord from heaven. I'm talking about a supernatural birth. I'm talking about a spiritual birth, a divine birth, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Beloved, when that happens to you, I can guarantee you the old man will die. The old man will be crucified, and you'll be a new man or a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things will pass away. All things become new to you when you get saved. Why don't you trust Him today? Why don't you accept Him as your personal Savior? Your good do's and don'ts and your baptism, water baptism, your affiliation with the church, even maybe you're trying to deacon. Loving that one man said, an old country preacher said one time, we got too many ordained devils instead of ordained Well, I'll say that also about the so-called pastures. God have mercy, beloved. I mean, the woods are full of them, and the pulpits are full of puppets and pimps and spiritual pimps of the devil, beloved, and they're not real. They're not genuine, and they don't know anything in reality about the Lord Jesus. Oh, they talk about him. They speak about him. They're kind of like a fool. Like they're just divinely anointed, set down from heaven. And, beloved, they're blind into the blind. They're wolf in sheep clothing. They're dumb dog with taint bark. Beloved, they're eat up with themselves, and they're in a state of apostasy, and they're going to wind up burning in hell. And if you follow their pernicious ways, beloved, you're going to wind up yourself dying in sin and going to hell. God help you to realize that the blind cannot lead the blind. You're going to all fall into the ditch. Why don't you come on and listen and pay attention and take heed, beloved, not just to your mind, but to your heart. That is the depth of your soul. Your soul is under condemnation. Your soul is convicted. Listen to your heart, beloved. Listen to what the heart is trying to tell you. That is the depth of your soul. You're convicted. And, beloved, the Word of God, that's what it does to you. That's what it does for you. Before you ever get saved, you've got to get convicted. The Lord's got to convict you. And, beloved, he'll convict you through the preaching of the Word of God. It'll bring conviction upon your soul. It'll bring enlightenment, beloved, upon the soul. I'll guarantee you, if you respond to it in a positive way, you'll accept them as your personal Savior, all that condemnation, beloved, will come out of you. The Bible said there, and Paul said, therefore, there's now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Brother, when I got saved, praise God, I'm talking about all that condemnation, all that guilt, all that shame I was carrying around, beloved, in my life. I thank God when I got saved. I couldn't explain it. The Bible said it's John speak. My life that's full of glory. I was a newborn babe in Christ, and I didn't know how to say anything about the Lord except I knew I'd been changed. I knew something happened to me on the inside, and I had no more desire to run after the things of the world. God done something inside of me, put a new nature, divine nature, God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. My life never, ever was the same. And, beloved, when you really get saved from sin, not in sin, but from sin, I promise you they'll come along with that, a brand new nature, a divine nature. God's nature will be born in you, born of God's divine spirit, born the second time, the Lord from heaven. The Bible said the first man, Adam, was a living soul. The second man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit. God had to quicken his spirit, beloved, because he transgressed God's law, the sentence of death, not only in the body, beloved, also in the soul. He was dead in trespasses and sin. The Bible said, you who were dead in trespasses and sin, you have to quicken and made alive. Beloved, he made me alive. He transformed me, changed me, forgave me, cleansed me, washed me in his blood, beloved, made me a brand new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away. All things become new to me when I got saved. And I'm talking about saved from sin, not saved in sin. Your water baptism, your whatever it is, office that they'll give. Even here, this grieves me. Some of these churches, when they want a man that maybe makes a good salary, or he's a good giver, by the way, whether he's saved or not, they'll talk him everything that he does to try to persuade him, hang on and stay in there with them. They'll give him a place in the church. I'm talking about whatever suits their fancy to keep him there, to get him all confused and make him feel like he's all right and everything's lovely, just to get this back pocket. God have mercy. What a pathetic state the so-called church world is in. Beloved, a state of apostasy, a state of pretense, beloved, and Lord Jesus, like in the last of the seven churches, let us see a church in the book of Revelation, beloved, we're in that period of time the Lord Jesus is on the outside knocking at the door trying to get in. They talk about how rich they are, how wonderful they are, how blessed they are, beloved, highly favored the Lord. And of course, I'm sure some of them mean well, but beloved, that's a state of ignorance. They really don't know what they're saying. They pick it up from somebody else who's pushed it into people's mind, and God have mercy, beloved. Ain't none of us worth kicking in the rear end. We're at our very best. We're all sinners, shaven iniquity and born in sin, not a righteous man, not a good man, upon all the face here. That's why the perfect man, beloved, that's why the perfect man, the only perfect man, beloved, it ever has been, ever could be, beloved, is the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the perfect man had to die for our sin, and he became the perfect sacrifice, and he did atone for sin, beloved, he atoned for sin, he paid the price, he made the way, beloved, and he saved us not in but from sin, and gives us, if you accept him, come know him in reality as your personal Savior, gives you without price, without money, a drink out of a well of living water. I'll guarantee you will never, ever pray faith God ever be the same. Now, I guarantee you, beloved, it'll make a difference in your life when you get saved. If it's not made a difference in you, you're still really in reality. I know you try to cover it up and make yourself feel better sometime. You got a case of the feel-betters or the do-goods or turn over what you leave, beloved. That's not going to justify you. You can try all you want. You can join all you want. You can take up everything they've got going in the church, beloved. I mean, you can do the best you can. Visit the jails and visit the homes, and I thank folk all too, the nursing homes, everywhere you can. Spread the good news of the glorious gospel of Christ and try to help the needy. They're everywhere, beloved. You know that you want to, but beloved, if you've never experienced a new birth, if your sins have never been forgiven, and you don't know him as your personal Savior, God have mercy on you. You're going to wind up dying in sin and going to hell and tasting of a second death. He said, Jesus said, there'll be many that day will say, Lord, Lord, haven't we done many mighty wonderful works in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils. And that's what they said. They didn't have no power to do anything like that. All their works was evil and of course of the flesh and not of the Lord. But I bet he said, oh, many of them say to me, going to say to them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. But I bet you've got to know him as your personal Savior. You've got to be born of his nature, a divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He died in your place. He died in your stead, and God's highly exalted him. Thank God. I'm glad that I know positively and for sure. Nobody what they say about, beloved, my salvation bothers me. I'm not a know-it-all, but one thing I do know, beloved, I don't know a whole lot, but one thing I do know, and that's Jesus Christ is the Son, a living God. And not only that, he is my personal Savior, alive in me, God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Beloved, he changed me. He transformed me. He quickened me. He made me alive. And I've been enjoying this wonderful salvation for over 40 wonderful, praise God, 40 wonderful years. I'm telling you, it's one of the fellows sitting outside, how you doing? He said, well, I'll tell you something. He said, if I was doing any better, I'd have to be twin. Well, beloved, I'd have to be a triplet. I mean, I'm doing so good. I don't mean that to be funny, but I mean that, beloved. I'm doing well, praise God. I'm going to heaven. I'm enjoying the best this life has to offer, beloved, and the best is yet to come. Why don't you get saved? Why don't you get your sin forgiven and come unto him and let him cleanse you, wash you, make you brand new on the inside, put you in this life. I'll guarantee you, Lord, what I'm talking about when you repent and get saved. See, my time just about gone now. Write to us, pray for us. God bless you, is our prayer in his name.